NASA is sending a 3D printer to the space station. Right now, you can make a copy of the Space Needle out of layer upon layer of extruded plastic, or a new jawbone, or a child's toy. Soon, if an astronaut needs a very specific part, they won't have to wait for delivery from a spaceship. Made in Space, Inc. has been contracted by NASA to develop a 3D printer that will work in space. Michael Chen is the Chief Strategy Officer for Made in Space. He joins us on the phone from California. I appreciate you talking to us.
Yeah, how you doing?
What kind of things might people in the space station be able to make with a 3D printer?
The easy one to think of is spare parts and repairs. That's kind of like, you know, right out the gate. I mean, you think of your classic Apollo 13 scenario where, say, something breaks up there and they don't have a fix. I mean, right now, you know, if you need something, how are you going to even get it there? You're going to have to wait until the next launch. You're going to have to pay, you know, hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of dollars to get it there, especially on such a accelerated time schedule. But with a 3D printer, you can just print it right there out the gate. But I really think that's just the beginning. You know, that's kind of just like standard. We kind of have that, you know, under control, spare parts, repairs. Yeah. I think what's most exciting is actually this idea of structures that don't need to support their own weight. So this one sometimes a little bit counterintuitive, but if you think about it, when you design something for space nowadays, because you still have to launch it, it still has to exist on the ground at some point, right? And not only does it have to exist on the ground, but it even has to withstand all of the really intense forces that it's subjected to during the launch. So you end up with these very highly fortified and rigid and actually over-engineered structures that once they're actually in space, there was no need for them to be like that. They could have been much more web-like or, you know, more of a gossamer structure. And it's pretty widely believed by people looking at this that those designs that are optimized for space are actually the ones that are going to be ideal for space use. But it's just starting. People are just starting to think about how to actually even design those. And what we're really excited about is that our platform is going to it's really going to be the first time that we're ever going to be able to actually test what it's like to have structures that you didn't have to launch, because we're going to be able to create them on the ground, just upload them, and make them up there. So I'm most excited about all of the research and experiments that are going to be going into really pushing the frontiers of what's possible with space manufacturing.
Michael Chen is Chief Strategy Officer for Made in Space. NASA has contracted with the company to come up with a 3D printer for space. I mean, what's so amazing about thinking about this is that a 3D printer, just as you described, could be building the next generation of space stations in space.
I know. That's what keeps me up at night. I can't wait. And that's, you know, that's what really gets us so excited about what we're doing here at Made in Space. You know, we have one of those companies where it's like, you have to kick people out at 3 in the morning because everyone just is so excited to be there, because we know that even though we're starting with these, you know, initial small printers for the space station, what we're really building towards is exactly that vision. Why not build it there? It's going to be faster, it's going to be cheaper, and it's probably going to be the only way that we're going to realize the vision for space and the future that we've always had as a human race.
Michael Chen is Chief Strategy Officer for Made in Space, Inc. The company's 3D printer will be launched for another test into space on a SpaceX rocket next year. If it works, the printer is expected to be delivered to the International Space Station in 2015. Ah, are replicators far behind?
T. Earl Grey, hot.
For the record, I'm Steve Scherer.